Good morning. Merry Christmas. Well, isn't it awesome to be living in Colorado? If you get tired of the weather, wait 5 minutes, all right? Good dear friend of mine, Paula, called me. She said she got stopped by the police. She was driving down the road and police pulled her over and came up and asked her for driver's license registration. She handed him over. Police officer evaluated the registration and evaluated the licenses. Says here you're supposed to be wearing glasses when you drive. And she replied, I have contacts. And he says, I don't care what influential people you know. Stay alert out there, people. The world needs more alerts. By ways of upcoming events, just for the nuts and bolts end of our program as we are coming and gathering, on the back of the bulletin you see some of the things coming up. Nalu, tell us about White Christmas, or White Sunday. Children's White Sunday. Please.
In the Tongan culture, our White Sunday is a celebration of our children in their spiritual journey, remaining connected to God and strengthening that connection. So during our White Sunday worship service, the children read all the scriptures, they read all the hymns, they perform the anthem, and we even have our choir director seated in the back next to Paya. They pretty much conduct the whole service. And it's kind of unique to our culture, and it's been going on for generations and generations, and that's going to be coming up the first Sunday of May, and you're welcome to come join us for that worship at 1 p.m.
Thank you. See, and I heard them making reference to this at various times, and I just nodded my head in ignorance. Until, so thank you for that explanation and celebrations of youth and of kids and what have you. Other things coming up. Stephanie, do you need to say anything about Vacation Bible School? Are we kind of on track for that? All right, looking good there. You'll note that we're going to move communion. Our tradition has been the first Sunday of every month. June, it'll be the first and last Sunday of that month, and there will be none in July, since I will be out of the pulpit. So just a note for you to be aware of. Anything else for the good of the order? By way of announcements and gatherings and Sandy Tenney. Michael, if you'll bring a microphone.
Get her, Bo.
I just wanted everyone to know that Diana and I went to the reception for Jim Cantor. It was really nice. It was horrible getting there. It rained. Luckily, while we were inside for the service and the refreshments, it snowed 3 inches. So Diana got to drive back home, but it was raining again. Also, on Friday, I went to the library, and I happened to pick up the Sentinel magazine. And in there was an obituary for Betty Lutkus. It was really nice. And I gave Melba a copy. And I guess we can put it on the bulletin in the eating area.
Thank you, Sandy. Thank you. Anybody else keeping us up to date? Those milestones, we celebrate Chim, life and death and life again, Betty Lutkus in Christ's arms. The service for Betty Lutkus is coming up in May 18th, same day as the clothing drive. If you have excess clothing, anybody here have excess clothing like me? We are a prosperous people, aren't we? Anyway, bring those, donate those, though, that we might help our neighbors who are not so fortunate. Anybody else? All right. Let's turn to our worship. Let's stand, greet one another, and prepare for our call to worship.
Please remain standing as we join together in this morning's call to worship. Lord, You have gathered your family together in person and virtually. We gather young and old, full of history and vitality all at once. We are lifelong members, and we are new members, each one precious and called to be a part of the wondrous works to which you call us. Let us join in worship. Precious Lord, bless our worship and our work in the name of the risen Lord Jesus Christ. Please remain standing as we join in singing, Come Christians Join to Sing, number 158 in your United Methodist hymnal. Be seated. This morning's first scripture reading is taken from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 21, and you can find that on pages 226 and 227 of the New Testament in your Pew Bible. Listen for the word of the Lord. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. Those who say, "I love God," and hate their brothers or sisters are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. The word of the Lord.
I have not welcomed those online. You know that we do have a substantial community that joins us virtually, and we welcome them. Those of us here may not have been as much aware that there were three voices helping lead the songs: Michael in the back, and Mark over here, and Nalu here. So if you heard that online, it may have been more apparent. Well, I'll have to go home and listen to the video to double check that. But at the end of the song, those of you online may not have heard it, and some of you here may not have noticed, but Mark knocked over the stool. Kerthunk. Yeah, I didn't want to bring attention to it. The good news is he didn't kick the bucket. Love you, brother. By way of prayers, we do have concerns, and we want to continue to lift all of those on the back page, being aware of those concerns, those needs. It is tornado season, and we've seen some of those. By the way, just an interesting bit of trivia. Do you know which county in the United States has more tornadoes than any other county? Weld County, Colorado. They're all very small. They have lots and lots and lots of them, very small tornadoes that they're being recorded. And there's enough area there without population that the damage is usually pretty light. But nonetheless, we do lift those people in Arkansas, Oklahoma. I haven't heard about any today. Where?
Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska. That's right. I did see some stuff there. So, terrifying events and acts of God, acts of nature. Perhaps God is good, but nature can have her tantrums. We want to lift a couple of things that are not on the back of our bulletin to make you aware. Michael said that he talked to Barbara Stevens' son, Ron. Barbara has been staying with Ron, but she had a hiccup. We don't know the details of that, and went back in the hospital for a little while. So prayers for Barbara Stevens as we continued. Our brother Takai had his vehicle stolen, his car stolen, which is, it's hard, and it just hurts, you know. But now we find that he has also contracted COVID. So a double whammy for Takai. We lift him in prayer, and pray for his return to health. Are there other concerns on your hearts that you need to share that you can lift up? Ruella.
Larry has his second cataract surgery on, I think it's Thursday. Tuesday. Anyway, he has it coming up, so prayers for that.
Okay, thank you. Upcoming surgery. We'll see how it comes out. A little bit of a pun there, I apologize, but.
I have my first cataract surgery tomorrow.
Carol Danielson's first tomorrow. Look, here's looking at you, gal. What a wonder that we are able to resolve those ailments that have been lifelong, you know, humanity-long afflictions that have stolen sight. So God is good. All the time, God is good. By way of announcements of birthdays and anniversaries, Larry had his birthday on Thursday. Did they celebrate you, Larry? So you made it 80, 80 octogenarian. Joy, did you have a birthday? You haven't had it yet today? What are you waiting for? And how old are you going to be, Joy? 13. The teenager among us. Prayers for mom and dad and everybody. Happy birthday, buddy. Coming up this Tuesday, Nalu Kalamini. Is that true?
That's true.
Paya, did you remember?
No.
She says no. All right. Well, now you're up on it and you can't deny. Next Sunday, Jim Latow's great-grandson, Elias? Is it great or grandson?
Great-grandson, Elias, on the 5th of May.
On the 5th of May, that's next Sunday.
Turns 10.
We'll be 10 years old. Amen.
10 or 11.
Good for you.
One of those two.
You what?
So 10 or 11.
I have down here that he's going to be 10, but, you know, you may be more right than I. Those are the only milestones. Melba's is Thursday, and I don't have it. You want to just skip it, Melba? Melba Taylor on Thursday. All right. Happy birthday. Monroe, 96 on Wednesday. Oh, my goodness. All right. Monroe Mathias, 96. Happy birthday, Monroe. We know that you guys listen, see, get the worship services at home, so prayers for Ruth and Monroe and everyone. Others, Richard.
Oh, James.
Yours is on the 5th as well. You know, the guy that wrote this software for that does this is a
fifth.
Needs to be
thank
fired.
You, Michael.
And how old are you going to be, James? Old enough to know better?
66.
66. Amen, brother. How many of you remember that old movie show Route 66? I remember the theme music more than anything else, but a whole bunch of those that I got wrong. Well, I apologize to any of those of you. My list just didn't generate names. It does have some problems, but as you get old, you know, you get a little bit different. Anybody else? Any other celebrations you want to lift? Special things that we lift up and are aware of. The trees outside continue to celebrate God's glorious creation. Plants are popping up. It is a beautiful spring, and my rain gauge said 3 inches of moisture out of this last storm. For Colorado, that's a mighty big storm, and it's going to be beautiful green. Pay attention and give thanks to God. Amen? Let's join in on our unison prayer. Almighty God, hear our prayers. Lord, we celebrate the awesome wonder of new life in the springtime around us. Amidst this joy, there is also pain. We lift those who are hurting of body or spirit. Lord, hear our prayers. We lift all who are in need of your healing balm. Lord, hear our prayers. Hear our prayers and our promise to offer your love to all we meet. Amen. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation in preparation for prayer. Great, awesome, loving God, thank you for this moment with you. We know you are always with us, but in this time we pause in our busyness of life and we try and focus on hearing your voice to us, listening to your guidance to us through Scripture, through saints, through prophets. We pause in this moment to view our journey with you. We pray, Lord, that our journey is in harmony with your leading. Lord, we've lifted some of those who are hurting. There are others. There are prayers offered in silence. You know them all. You respond to them all. We are thankful. As we come and gather, we lift troubles around the world in countries at war, ideologies in conflict. And we lift campuses voicing different opinions and places. And Lord, as we pause, we hope that we can listen to one another, honor one another, and find ways to be faithful, to find a middle ground with all the people that we meet, to be able to celebrate together our care for one another, your love for us. Lord God, we need your care, and we need your guidance in a world that seems more often now turning away. Guide us as your emissaries that we might offer Christ, that we might lead others to your word, to your love, to Scripture, to worship. Lord, even if it requires us to use words, may it be out of our love, care, and example that we offer Christ. We come, Lord, we come celebrating the beauty of this spring and the wonder of the rain that has come, not in a flooding deluge, but in a beautiful watering that lifts up plants and life and vital community. Lord God, hear us as we come and gather and give thanks. We join all the people around the world. We join with the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Take a moment of silence and meditation as Barbara offers us something beautiful.
I would ask that you please rise as we join together, or as I read for you this morning's gospel reading, which is taken from the gospel according to John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 8, and that appears in your pew Bible, page 103 of the New Testament. John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8, listen for the word of the Lord. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The word of the Lord. I would invite Stephanie and all our children forward to participate in our next hymn, I Am. And also, you're free to remain standing and join in some exercise at this time.
Hey, but before you start that, Pia, just a little interesting tidbit to share with you. The phrase I am is in the Bible throughout, and in Greek it is ego I me. And Jesus is the great I am. So when they are saying I am, think of those words, ego I me. Say it with me, ego I me. I am Jesus.
Lost our way, but we would hold on to your call.
Amen. Ego I may, I am. Thank you, young people, with your energy. I'm envious. I have a, before we dive too deeply into the sermon, I just have to share with you a piece of my journey. I started the sermon out naming fellow vines, and in this, and then I realized that that might not be inclusive, that there are gals that are not fellows that are, you know, in the vines with me. So I tried to make it inclusive language, so it's vine mates. I hope that works. It feels a little bit bubbly along the edges there, but it's all right to say new things come and happen. I'm an old fellow in the respect that I've learned most of my linguistic patterns, and so I struggle with some new language to, you know, try and get my mouth. It's like my hair, when I get it wet, it curls up and there's nothing I can do with it. Used to be hair up here, but we are in a time of changing languages around non-binary people. And I was chatting with somebody the other day about trying to figure out a language, the language that helps in dealing with them. They prefer not to be called he or she. But they and them are not words that work as well for us, so I found that just calling them by name is the real secret. If there is a character on television, there's a detective named Will Trent, and there's a character in his show named Nico, and it has never been defined if Nico is a he or a she or a non-binary, and as far as I've noticed, nobody uses any non-binary language. They just call Nico Nico. So there's a secret for some of us old folks that are trying to keep up with and be in the middle of, and there's a coping mechanism I wanted to share with my brothers and sisters and pew mates, vine mates. I grew up in Grand Junction. We bought a house that, Victorian house with some property, and the gal that had been the female head of household had planted all kinds of trees and plants and stuff all over the place, and then she'd gotten very, very sick and had been in the hospital for several years. And they sold the house because they couldn't keep up with the house and finances were not such, and the painful memories of all of that. And so we moved into the house, and it was in an uproar outside. The grounds were pretty overgrown. And on one stretch off to the side of the front main lawn there was this wall of debris, these grape things. And I don't, why do you have that first slide? I had this wall of, no, that's not the one I need yet. So back up a second, hang on. This is an interesting thing for us to try and do slides and whatever. I'm telepathically trying to tell Paya what to do and back and forth. And she is wonderful. I'm afraid it's me sending that's the problem. At any rate, along the side was this fence, and on the fence were these, it was just overgrown. I thought it was jungle there, and I just ignored it. And I didn't realize it was a grape arbor. My sister, Christine, is a master gardener. She knows plants. She can just walk up and talk to a plant and it will just flourish right then and there. It's amazing. And her hand runs by it and courses over it, and it's just trimmed and beautiful, and it's a wonderful thing. But when she gets out the pruning shears, all the plants on the whole neighborhood stand up at attention and salute, because she does not horse around. So that first year she went out there and to work on that, and I got roped into cleaning up the debris that she cut out, and boy, she went in there and it was fierce. Things flew, and we found things that probably were antiques from Leif Erikson's exploration of Americas, and all kinds of stuff happened, and you know, I was just watching this, and I thought, she's killing it. She is totally killing this whole thing, but she got through there and got all the dead wood out and pulled it out, and I helped her haul it away, and it took out the deadwood. It allowed some other things to prosper and to grow. So the theme today is that Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. So you think about a grapevine. How many of you ever raised a grapevine? Have a grapevine around your house? I didn't know that much about them, but you know, there's a main trunk vine thing, and then there's branches that branch out from. It's like a tree, no different, but it's kind of a fun image to think that we are branches off of the vine that is Jesus Christ. That's a lovely, delightful image, and yet then watching my sister just devastate this plant was something else. But she cut off stuff that some things seemed dead, and I can understand that, but she cut off all the things that were just kind of dangling off to the side and weren't doing anything. They were just hanging around. They were branches that were not producing fruit, and she seemed to know just how to judge that and what to do. Now that slide with Scripture, Paya. That's the one. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. So there's an important thing there. Jesus isn't just looking at how pretty we are or which shape we're in or the directions that we're growing. Are we bearing fruit? Are there grapes in the case of the grapevine? Is there fruit for us as Christians? I've met some beautiful branches. Have you met some beautiful branches? I've met some gnarly branches in my day. Not going to mention any names. And I've met some kinked, twisted branches. Well, we don't want to go down that path at all. But our grapes can hang enticingly. The cover of the bulletin, same picture. We have that sense that bearing the fruit, there is the fruit, and there it is obvious to all. And it's all right if our fruit is hidden behind leaves and behind other clumps of grapes. I tried to pick grapes once. I'm not very good at it. But I'd go along and get some that were kind of obvious, but there'd be others behind and underneath and wherever, and those are okay. Some people bear fruit in a flashy way. Some people, it's more hidden and it's more subtle. It does not make the fruit any less valuable, important, and worthy. Bearing fruit. But the bearing of our fruit is through the acts of our love, and sometimes it's a little bit different to differentiate that, isn't it? I have seen some different vineyards where the vines are traveling along, and actually I have seen trees that do the same thing, and somehow they get twisted around each other and to the point that as they grow, they actually damage each other. And that's possible sometimes to get twisted around, and as we think about that in our human analogy, there are times when we as different branches that we become in conflict with other branches. This week is General Conference. Every 4 years, the United Methodist Church has conference of all of the United Methodist churches around the world, and it's been a kind of a different conference because there has been some disaffiliation, as we've talked about. Some United Methodist churches have decided to separate from the United Methodist Church and form a more conservative branch. I don't want to judge them or anything. They just felt like some of the directions that our United Methodist Church is going didn't fit them. Grace and peace to them. But on the other hand, there have been conflicts as well between different denominations and different groups of Christians. And it just slays me that there are thousands of different Christian denominations. Thousands that would seem to be following one and the same Lord, and yet they have to worship separately because there's some this, that, or the other that just doesn't quite disagree or agree with one another. But it doesn't matter again as long as the Lord has pruned us and we are bearing fruit. But not just any fruit, luscious grapes. Grapes that are just full of vitality. And I don't know, some days I look in the mirror and I think maybe I could bear raisins instead with all of my wrinkles. That's all right too. That is worthy fruit, worthy of life and vitality. It is intriguing to note that grapes, in this analogy, have an interesting way of propagating. See, technically, the grape is the seed, isn't it? And it falls to the ground and it prospers. Well, God has figured out a way how to take vines and send them some places where they haven't been. So there's this vehicle for transporting seeds. If you've been through a bird and been transplanted, then you might be one of those gifts and those fruits. And sometimes it feels like life is like that, doesn't it? We won't go down that path too far either. But it's all right, whatever way spreads the gospel and the good news. It is worthy to note that the fruit has to fall to the ground and die to bear fruit. Jesus' other analogy was about the wheat. The wheat that must fall to the ground and die, be buried, and grow again into new life. And that cycle of how creation continues, how life continues, and how we grow. It is the Lord who falls into the soil and who is reborn, and we give thanks for that resurrection. Amen. We are not the vine. We are not the vine, and I give thanks for that. I give thanks that I'm not the vine because I am attached to a vine that is immovable, solidly based in a way that can't be moved by flood or famine or fire or hailstorm. How many of you remember a movie? Gosh, I just jumped off my sermon. Keanu Reeves, early on, and he's a soldier, and he goes to a he meets a gal on a train. They and she has an orchard. Something in the clouds. I've gone a little bit afield, but unfortunately, this family has this huge vineyard, and it's been in the family for generations. And fire gets in the vine and wipes it all out. And the family is sitting, weeping, as the smoke clears and as everything is going on. Keanu Reeves goes out with a shovel and he begins to dig. And he digs up a root ball that is one of the roots of one of the vines. And he brings it back to them, and the old man who is the head of the household looks at him with astonishment, realizing he hadn't thought of that. And he takes a knife out and he scrapes it. And sure enough, underneath some of the chard and the soot, there is a live vine. The message was amazing and wonderful. And Keanu Reeves, in a way that you have not seen him, especially in The Matrix. A walk in the clouds. I'm sorry, we took a little digression there. Was that all right? And then we came back around. Fascinating movie if you get the chance. But here we are, and we are not the branches. We are the branches, we are not the vine. I knew I was going to get it there. My mouth gets wet, you can't do anything with it. We are the branches, not the vine. And that's not what's important. It's whether or not we bear fruit. We can be wonderful people, we can be generous people, we can be people of all colors, shapes, kinds of glorious and with accolades and trophies. And God will say, have you borne fruit? Have you loved as God has loved you? And that will be the question. So the final scripture, Paya, if you have that there. Whoever does not love does not know God. For God is love. Amen? Lord, help me bear fruit by loving all my brothers and sisters in your name. Amen. Amen. Let's stand. Let's stand and sing our closing song. Nalo, you going to come back up and help? Or? There he's coming. All right. Mark, all right. All Who Hunger, 21:26, Faith We Sing. Grapes have different purposes. Grapes certainly make wine as well. So those of you whose mind went right on to that, that's all right. Fruit of the wine, Jesus drank a lot of wine. We celebrate. We celebrate Christ and the Father and the Holy Spirit among us and the different ways that we are vines offering the fruit. Amen? Let's join hands, sing our closing. God's people said,
Amen. Amen.